SpaceX is building the world's most powerful rocket in Boca Chica Star Base, Texas. And in the next week or two, we should be able to see Booster 7 do a 33 Raptor 2 engine static fire. And it's super exciting because this is the road to the orbital flight test. Now, SpaceX has done a bunch of stuff to get ready for this flight. And this is the next step before they stack the ship on top of the booster again. And then they may do a little testing before the flight to get everything in tune and get all the data that they need before the flight. But it looks like they're in the range of between May and June, maybe. I mean March. Let's just say March, because Elon said March. He said February, March. They have a month of testing possibly between now and the flight. But if they do this 33 engine static fire in the next week or two, it looks like we're going to have one, an orbital flight test within the next month, maybe two. But you never really count on Elon's guesstimations, well, pretty good estimations of when things will happen. He said we were going to be in orbit by now. There's going to be a few starships would fly by now. And that was last year. So spaceflight, as they say, is very difficult. It's one of the most complicated engineering problems that humans will ever solve if this starship flies. And if this is the case, if they get this thing to fly, if they get it past the pad and they get it out to the Gulf of Mexico, if they land the Booster 7 in the Gulf of Mexico during this orbital flight test, then they'll be sending the Ship 24 off the coast of Kauai, south of Hawaii, and then they'll gather the data from this first flight test and put it forward to the next flight. Now, there are a few things that we have to take into account for this next test. And I'm going to show you this here real quick. There is a road closure coming up for Highway 4. And if you're not familiar with what Highway 4 is, Highway 4 is the road that leads to Starbase. This is basically the road to Mars. Everything that they're building at Starbase is going from Brownsville, Texas area down Highway 4 to Starbase. So Highway 4 is super important, and they close it off during testing and when they move stuff down the road. So Monday the 30th, the 31st Tuesday, Wednesday, February 1st, everything is open. The closure was canceled. Those closures were happening the other day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they were all closed. And everything was going as planned, and we thought there was going to be a static fire test within the next few days. And then they canceled those closures. And then Friday, February 3rd is the next time that they close Highway 4. And then if that doesn't work out too well, Monday, then Tuesday, right? So 8 a.m. Friday to 4 p.m. Friday, Eastern time, or Central time, sorry, Central time, Texas time, the road may be closed. It says possible closure. And there's nothing indicating that it's actually going to be closed and that SpaceX actually has a test lined up for that quite yet. So Friday may be a test. They may be moving something around. They may be moving the ship that's at the launch site right now. They may be moving that out of the way. Because if they do a 33 engine static fire, they have to move that out of the way. That's all there is to it. That thing will get demolished if something happens to the 33 Raptor engines on that booster. So move that thing out of the way, get it out of there, maybe move it to the rocket garden to hang out with Ship 24. That might be a good thing to do with it. Just get it out of there. That may be what they're doing Friday. But also, it looks like they're building a deluge system at Starbase right now. So if they're building this deluge system, and a deluge system, just kind of backtrack a little bit, the deluge system basically pumps tons and tons of water underneath the rocket. So when the engines blast, it hits the water, dampens vibration, dampens sound, and mitigates damage because those engines are so powerful that it could just wreck everything. So using a water deluge system, very important. So this Friday road closure, possibly not a static fire, right? And we have a little bit of evidence that Elon is down at Starbase. And here's his Twitter account, just leaving the engine bay of Starship. So he was up here at the engine bay. So right up here is where they're building everything so they can do the testing of the 33 engine Raptor 2s. As you can see, there's some cladding on the side of the OLM, the orbital launch mount, to protect it from these 33 Raptor engines. It seems like they're going to have to do that to every single one of these legs. So it's possible that this over here on the left side, on that side over there, for this one over, it's possible they're going to do that with every single leg just because they don't want to burn it up. I mean, these things are pretty powerful, and also it's just metal. Like, these legs are just metal, and metal melts eventually, and these are going to be firing hot. So there's a possibility that they have to get done with cladding these legs with something else, a little bit of reinforcement before the flight and before the static fire test. Also, if the dampening system, the sound suppression system, and the water deluge system has to be put in place, there's a possibility it could be another month before they get this thing to static fire. And why would they risk static firing? Just think about this for a second. And let me know in the comments what you think about this. Why would they risk a static fire if they didn't have the proper protocols in place to protect the orbital launch mount and all the equipment around it? Right, everything around it. Why would they do the 33 engine static fire? Literally the most powerful rocket ever. Why wouldn't they have something in place to protect those things around it? Whether it's the piping, whether it's the electronics, whether it's the concrete underneath, whether it's anything else around it, all the steel, there's like a bunker nearby, and there's all sorts of other stuff. They have to protect it somehow. I'm just going to ask you for your honest opinion. Do you think they're going to put a deluge system in before the static fire? And please elaborate on that. Whatever you say, please elaborate on it. I would love to hear from so many people, and I will use one or two of the comments in the next video. So I'm going to put out a video on Friday of this week, and I'll use two comments that kind of battle each other. How about that? Let's do that. But just get a little bit specific about it if you want to. But please leave it in the comments below. I want to know what you think. But I really do think they need to put something in place. And that's me being a cautious optimism kind of guy. Like, I want this thing to fly absolutely perfect the first time. Perfect. I don't want any sort of weird stuff to happen. I want NASA to look at this, and I want the Department of Defense to look at this and say, that was a perfect flight. Now, SpaceX, take our money, take our billions of dollars. We want Starships to fly, and we want 100 Starships to fly. So take our money, please, because I want everything to work perfectly. So if you think in the comments below, let me know what you think. Either way, if you think they don't need it, please tell me why. And if they need it, also tell me why. Like, tell me what you think. So, and if you don't have a comment about that, just leave an emoji. Like, give a thumbs up emoji, or give me a fire emoji for the static fire. That would be pretty sick. So thank you so much for hanging out today. You know, we have some insider info here from Elon that he's at Starbase. So that's like the insider info of that. From his public Twitter, I guess it's not insider info, but he's at Starbase. So what does that usually mean? It means that something pretty big is happening coming up soon. So hopefully this is one of those checkpoints for Elon. We'll see what he does in the next few days, kind of track if he left the area. And if he leaves the area, it seems like probably not going to be a static fire. It all kind of depends on Elon, because he usually comes around for the big tests, right? So if this could be a check-in for, say, maybe he's just checking in on how things are going down there right now and seeing how the Raptor engines, and they also replaced at least two Raptor engines underneath Booster 7. Like, so maybe he was checking in on that. Maybe he was checking in on the engineers and seeing what their confidence is with the flight test and with the static fire. Maybe that's part of it too. Maybe Elon's down there just to say hi and check in on stuff. So please let me know in the comments what you think about the static fire. Do they need a deluge system? Do they need other checks in place? Do they need processes in place to protect this area? And will the deluge system, what are they going to do with the water? They don't really have a place to put the water because it's not like it can go anywhere. I mean, it's not like it'll just flood Highway 4 and then go out to the ocean. I mean, are there environmental checks that they have to go through in order to have a deluge system in place? I'll look into that a little bit. If you know anything about that, please leave it in the comments below. If there's any sort of EPA or any sort of FAA things in place for a deluge system, I would love to know. Because I'm also doing research on this right now, and I want to come back with a video on Friday and help you guys kind of sort all this stuff out too. So any comment I get tomorrow, and look through every single one of them, and I'll try to reply to every single one of them and use the top two from either side. And then we'll go through it on Friday and we'll be part of this together. So it'll be pretty awesome. I think that'll be fun. So what else happens? We'll see in the next couple of days. But Cameron County, road closures Friday, Monday, and Tuesday. And the reason why they only go to 4 o'clock on Friday, well, usually they go from 8 to 8, a 12-hour span. And that's another reason why I don't think they're going to static fire, is because they might need extra time on Friday to do all this stuff, is because usually on the weekends, SpaceX and Cameron County have an agreement that SpaceX won't test late into the night because people like to use the beach. So 4 o'clock, you still get a little bit of time on the beach. So you just can't cut off everybody for the weekend. And then Saturday and Sunday, they don't test because the same thing. They don't want to exclude the regular public from the beach because it is a public beach down there at Boca Chica Beach. So that's about it. That's all I got to say today. Thank you for watching. Thank you, everybody, for all of your support. And thank you for listening. If you're listening to the podcast version of this, I don't have any, you didn't see the visuals, but they were stunning. So thank you. And if you're on podcast, please hit the like and subscribe button on YouTube and subscribe on your podcast platform. Thanks, everybody. And if you like podcasts, search us out, SpaceX News Pod, on any podcast platform that you're interested in. Then you can listen to it in the car. So thank you. And I'll see you next time. Take care. Wait, hold on. We got to do the thing at the end, right? The thing. There we go. Oh, there's some subscriber things over there. There's a subscribe thing up above me. And then there's two links over that way. Or one link. I think it's one link. Yeah, yeah. So there's one link to all the SpaceX stuff and Starship stuff. If you want to catch up on everything Starship forever, click that link over there. See how I did that? That was magic. Click that link over that way so you can see more Starship stuff. Thank you very much. And we're going to hit the button now. Bye-bye.